Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, the island of Jambudvip. I guess text number 25 is on the board. Is that right? Prapta nri jatim tu iha ye cha jantava jnana kriya dravya kalapa samritam na vai yateran apuna bhavaya te buya vanoka eva yanti bandhanam praptan ridatim viha yeta jantavo Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambritam navaida te ranna punar bhavayate puyo vanoka iva yanti bandhanam praptan ridatim vihat yeta jantavo Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambritam navaya te ranna punar bhavayate puyo vanoka iva yanti bandhanam Sambritam Navayate Rana Punar Bhavayate Puyo Banoka Iva Yanti Bandhanam Tani Tatim Vihadne Tadantavo Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambritam navayante rana punar bhavayate puyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam praptan rijatim vihaye tadantavo Dhanya Bravya Kalapa Jambitam Praptan Ridatim Nakriya Dravya Kalapa Sambritam Vayate Ranapuna Bhavayate Puyo Vanauka Iva Yanti Bandhanam Ladies. Dana Janti Vihajaya Jantavo Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambritam navayate rana punabhayavayate Puyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam. Prapta, who have obtained? Dridhatim, a birth in human society. Two, certainly, Eva, in this land of Bharadvarsha. Yay, those who. Cha, also. Jantava, the living beings. Jnana, with knowledge. Kriya, with activities. Dravya, of ingredients. Kalapa, with a collection. Samritam, full. Na, not. Vai, certainly. Yateran, endeavor. Apunakbhavaya, for the position of immortality. Te, such persons. Bhuya, again. Vanoka, birds. Eva, like. Yanti, go. Bandhanam, to bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bharadvarsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service, which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharadvarsha, with clear sense organs with which to execute the Sankirtan Jagga, but in spite of this opportunity he does not take to devotional service, he is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds that are careless and are therefore again bound by a hunter. Please repeat. Bharadvarsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service, which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharadvarsha, with clear sensory organs with which to execute the Sankirtan Jagga, but in spite of this opportunity, he does not take to devotional service. He is certainly like the liberated forest animals and animals. Oh, I'm sorry. And birds that are careless and are therefore again bound by a hunter. Purport. In the land of Bharadvarsha, one can very easily perform the Sankirtan Jagga, which consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Or one can perform other methods of devotional service such as Smaranam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, and Atma Nivedanam. In Bharadvarsha, one has the opportunity to visit many holy places, especially Lord Chaitanya's birth site and Lord Krishna's birth site, Navadvipa and Vrindavan, where there are many pure devotees who have no desire other than to execute devotional service. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanabritam. And one may thus become free from the bondage of material conditions. Other paths, such as the path of jnana and the path of karma, are not very profitable. Pious activities can elevate one to the higher planetary systems, and by speculative knowledge, one can merge into the Brahman existence. But that is not real profit. For one has to come down again, even from the liberated condition of being merged in Brahman. And certainly, one must come down from the heavenly kingdom. One should endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. Yanti madhyajino pimam. Otherwise, there is no difference between human life and the lives of jungle animals and birds. Animals and birds also have freedom, but because of their lower birth, they cannot use it. Taking advantage of all the facilities offered him, a human being who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha should become a fully enlightened devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the subject matter of the Krishna consciousness movement. The inhabitants of places other than Bharatvarsha have facilities for material enjoyment, but they do not have the same facility to take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advised that one who is taking birth as a human being in Bharatvarsha must first realize himself as part and parcel of Krishna, and after taking to Krishna consciousness, he must distribute this knowledge all over the world. So the text again. Praptani jatim viha ye tadantavao jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambritam navayate ranna punarbhavayate puyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam. Bharatvarsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service, which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains human body in the land of Bharatvarsha, with clear sensory organs with which to execute the Sankirtan Jagga, but in spite of this opportunity, does not take to devotional service, is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds. They're careless and are then again bound by a hunter. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tenamane Namaste Sarasutundeve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Satarna. Here in this verse, the good fortune of those who take to Krishna consciousness are mentioned, and the unfortunate situation of those who don't take to Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janmayar Jamasakarta Kari Parasara Kar Upakara. That one is fortunate enough to take birth in the holy land of Bharatvarsha, he should make his life successful and then actually work for the benefit of other living entities. So here it mentions that real benefit is the Sankirtan Jagga. Of course, because people are very much caught up with their problems of life, therefore they don't pay very much attention to the Sankirtan Jagga, because they're overwhelmed with difficulties in modern society. And as we know, we've heard many times, modern society is meant to create difficulties so that people can work ever more harder to solve them. Although they claim that they're trying to solve the difficulties, but actually they're simply creating more and more difficulties. The real problems are, well, old age, disease, and death, and then having to take birth again. And other lesser problems are like eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But they made it very difficult in modern society to eat properly. People don't even know how to eat. Most people don't even realize the value of even sitting down and chewing their food. What to speak of what they're putting into their mouth. What to speak of what they do after they eat, or even things like washing their hands. After there was some attempt by some devotees to centralize our society at a GBC meeting, Prabhupada disbanded the GBC temporarily and then wrote some letters about how they were making big, big plans to centralize everything. But actually the most important things, like washing their hands before they eat and after they eat, these things are not mentioned at the GBC meetings, Prabhupada wrote. Prabhupada said, I see that they're not even washing their hands before they're eating. And yet you're making big, big plans to centralize everything, as if that's going to solve all our problems. In other words, we're not even familiar with what our problems are, what the priorities are to solve the problems, etc. But at least in Bhardvarsha, there is some opportunity for those who want to come to the human form of life to realize and understand these basic ideas. In the hellish planets, people are too much overwhelmed by distress. In the heavenly planets, things go too easily. But here, there is just the proper balance of happiness and distress so that we can take seriously that there is an opportunity to make some progress towards getting out of material bondage. To get the necessities of life is not so overwhelming still. And the distresses of material life are not so overwhelming either that we can't learn to pay attention. It's only due to our absorption in our problems, most of which are just imaginary, and our absorption in the distractions of the miseries of material existence, that we don't pay attention to the holy name. But if we simply practice chanting the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, which gives us the information how we can pay attention to the holy name, then the result is that we can make some progress actually associating with Krishna just by chanting Hare Krishna. It is said, Krishna had said, Sarva Dharma Parichaja Mame Kam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Tvang Sarapa Pebyo Mokshi Syami Masuchaha. Krishna advised us to give up all other different activities, all the different processes of self-realization, and simply surrender to Him. And that surrendering process is described as Anukulyasya Sankalpe Pratikulyasya Varjana. So we begin just by chanting Hare Krishna and try to create the atmosphere by which the Hare Krishna mantra will be able to appreciate it to the greatest possible extent. And if we just chant regularly, then the result is that gradually we'll be able, if we appreciate it, then anukulyasya sankalpe pratikulyasya varjanam, then gradually we can give up things that are useful, that are not necessary, the anarthas that we have. Not only physically, the ways we're wasting time, but even mentally, all these attachments that we have, mental attachments that really have no real basis. The songs we used to play before we joined the movement, the music we liked, the girl we left behind, whatever else, our relatives, how they're doing, my university, my alma mater, whatever we mentally attach to, realize that we can give them up, that we don't die if we forget the college we went to. It's just a waste of time. Unless we went to Varnashram College, that would be all right to remember. And then, anukulyasya sankalpe pratikulyasya varjana rakshishititi vishvaso. And then to believe that Krishna will actually maintain us and protect us. That we can actually hear the holy name without anxiety, masuchaha. Not to worry about the future, not to worry about our protection, whether the oil is going to come over to Southern California and sink the temple. We don't have to worry about that. Even if it sinks the temple, we'll be chanting Hare Krishna as it goes down. That Krishna will protect us and Krishna will maintain us. He'll give us our handful of rice that we need to survive every day. And then we can chant Hare Krishna with a free heart, with an open mind, without anxiety, and actually experience Krishna's presence. And Gop Drive Varanam Tata, Atman Vikshepa Sankalpe, and to believe not to have any interest besides Krishna's interest. Not that there's something that Krishna, he has left out, He doesn't know exactly what's going on everywhere. Even for God, it's difficult. No, Krishna actually knows exactly what will make everyone happy and how to do it. And if we want to make ourselves and others happy, then we shouldn't have any interest outside of Krishna's interest, who knows these things perfectly. And Krishna has no interest to put anyone into difficulty. He puts people into difficulty only to free them ultimately from real difficulty. Therefore, one should dovetail one's interests with Krishna's interests. And atmanindikshetsa sankalpe, and to feel oneself always meek and humble, dependent on Krishna. So that feeling is what we're trying to cultivate. That actually Krishna is the most wonderful person, everyone associated with Krishna are the most wonderful persons, and that we're dependent upon them. And therefore, if we're dependent, we have that feeling of dependency, therefore we'll become most receptive to their mercy. Otherwise, we have the shield around us that the mercy tries to get through, but we don't let it because we're too much busy with other things. Although we ask for the mercy, we go up to senior devotees and say, give me your mercy. But what is that mercy we're looking for? As we know, Prabhupada was on the train one time, and some Indian gentleman wanted to see Srila Prabhupada and get his ashirvad, his blessings. Ashir means desirous, to fulfill their desires. So somehow or another, they caught Prabhupada's eyes, and therefore they came onto the train, and Prabhupada said, yes, what can I do for you? So one gentleman said, well, my daughter, she wants to get married, and it costs so much, and I don't have so much money. I need your blessing, Swamiji. Another man said, well, I have this water on my foot, and it's very difficult to get off. The doctors have tried many times. I need your blessings. So Prabhupada pointed to his sannyas disciples, their cloth, and said, this is my blessings. So the Indian gentleman folded their hands and said, Swamiji, I think you look very tired. I think we'll come back for your blessings some other time. And very quickly they left the train, the wagon of the train. So we want blessings, but what are those blessings? The real blessings is how to have a receptive mind to Krishna consciousness. So that when we chant and hear the holy name, we're actually absorbed in consciousness of Krishna. That's the real blessings. And by associating with Krishna, then Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar. That Maya is like the darkness and Krishna is like the light. So as soon as Krishna is there, then immediately the darkness goes away. That it doesn't take millions of years or lifetimes or whatever. It could take one moment if we just become receptive. Esha Brahma Siddhi Partha Nayam Prapti Mimuyati Siddhyasvam Antakalepi Brahma Nirvana Richati. That is the way of spiritual and godly life, after obtaining which a man is not bewildered. Even so situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. So what is that? Spiritual and godly life? Vihaya kamayak sarvam pumams charati nispriha niramo nirahankara se shanti madigachiti. One who gives up all desires of sense gratification, who lives free from desires and devoid of false ego, is not considering himself a proprietor, he can obtain real peace. So obviously we're not about to give up these conceptions all at once. It would be nice if we could just walk away from our spiritual, from our material body, and in our spiritual body take the next Vaikuntha airplane that comes by. But it's not about to happen. Even if Vaikuntha airplane comes by, we probably wouldn't want to get on it. Just like in that movie Tukaram. Tukaram, the Vaikuntha airplane is coming to take Tukaram and to back to Vaikuntha. He comes in, tells his wife, come with me. The Vaikuntha airplane is here, is taking us back to Vaikuntha. And she says, sorry, I got too much household work to do. I'll catch the next Vaikuntha airplane after I'm done. So obviously we're not about to give up all desires to sense gratification, live free from desires. We're not about to give up our false ego, not consider ourselves a proprietor. But we have to practice paying attention, that's all. Practice paying, do the right activity in the right place, namely the sankirtan, chanting the holy names, and try to do it, just try to pay attention. Try to appreciate the value of the holy name. Try to chant it very sweetly, lovingly, tastefully, and the result will be that gradually we'll be able to give up our unwanted activities because we'll just forget about them. If we try to pay attention, they won't affect us. They'll simply come and go. And if somehow or another during the chanting of the holy names our mind becomes attached to some conception or idea, then just go back to, again, try to pay attention, not to become discouraged. Oh, I'm chanting, my mind is wandering, I might as well just wander with my mind. It's a bad day, tomorrow I'll try to pay attention. No, as soon as we realize we're not paying attention, as soon as we realize we're distracted, then again, try to pay attention again. Just like trying to learn how to walk. A baby's learning how to walk. And if the baby falls down, then the parents don't criticize the baby. Oh, you rotten, stupid baby. When are you going to learn how to walk? It's been your fifth attempt. I did it in my fourth. It's been six times already. Kick the bum out. Couldn't be our baby. No, in spite of the fact the baby tries to walk and falls down, the parents simply encourage him. And one day the baby will actually learn how to walk. And then not only walk, but eventually dance in ecstasy. Similarly, by practice, trying to fix our mind upon the holy name of Krishna, pray in a prayerful way to get Krishna's association and engage in his loving service, then gradually it'll have its effect if one simply tries. Therefore, sadhana bhakti is there. So in spite of our causes reluctance to associate with Krishna, by sadhana bhakti we can regulate our attempts and therefore at least a certain amount of time during the day try to fix our mind upon Krishna. Then gradually one will make progress. And prasanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shantarajasam brahmabhutam akamasham. The yogi who fixes his mind upon me verily obtains the highest state of happiness. By virtue of his identity with Brahman, he is liberated, his passions are quieted, and he is free from all sin. So one will come to the platform of a real liberation in consciousness of Krishna. So although it may seem like an ordinary birth in Kali Yuga, but we have food, we have shelter, we're not so much disturbed, and therefore we can actually don't have to worry about those things and try to pay attention to the holy name. And therefore make our lives actually successful. So, I'll stop there. Of course, here it mentions also we should try to distribute the holy name to others also in the form of Prabhupada's books or a Harinam, prasadam distribution. It is not that everyone else is a demon and therefore they deserve what they get. And if they were actually sincere, they would have shaved their head long ago. But because I see they're not, therefore they deserve to go wherever they're going. No, everyone has the opportunity. This simple method, if they can simply get people, we can simply get people to chant Hare Krishna, then gradually, at least by that alone, the misdirected civilization can actually be redirected in the right way. And as people become more enthusiastic about the Hare Krishna mantra, then the result is that the whole atmosphere can become purified gradually, and even our attempts to chant Hare Krishna will also be more simple. There will be less distraction in the mundane world, and more opportunity for everyone, including ourselves, to take advantage of the Sankirtan movement. So by distributing the mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving everyone, the chance to revive their eternal relation with Krishna, everyone has benefited, especially the people who distribute it. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Yeah,
it's a microphone.
Okay. So the question was that everything in the world is under the three gunas, and Krishna tells us we need to transcend those gunas and come to the mode of transcendental goodness. I was just wondering if within, you know, our activities that we do within the temple that are all supposed to be transcendental, if it can still be under the different gunas.
Well, the activities are transcendental. The question is where we are. We can be under the three gunas. If we're thinking of something ignorant, then we're in ignorance. If we're thinking of something in passion, we're in passion. If we're thinking of something in goodness, we're in goodness. And we're paying attention to the holy name and to the transcendental services we're rendering, then we're transcendental. The three modes affect our consciousness. And the transcendental energy is obtained simply by satatam kirtiyantomam yatantas chadridavrataha namasyantash mam bhaktya nityukta upasate. Chanting the holy name, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before Krishna, that's how we come under the daivi prakriti. Simple as that. If we don't add anything to that, then we're in the spiritual energy. And anything added to that is some mode mixed in. Yes. Arjuna.
Thank you for a nice class, Maharaj. You mentioned the example of the child. You know, you don't kick the child out if it's not walking after four or five attempts. But humorous as it is, there's a responsibility factor. The parents are legally and morally responsible for that child. Now, when we're dealing with adults, we're trying to become Krishna conscious. Where do you draw the line? That's where it becomes difficult. So you're running a temple, you have an ashram, and people come in, they screw up, they leave, you give them another chance, they screw up, they leave. When do you draw the line, you know?
Well, it's not that people can practice Krishna consciousness outside the temple. There are different places where people can practice Krishna consciousness. Some people are more, will do better at their homes than they will in the temple. The temple is meant for people on a certain level of sincerity and seriousness. And if they associate with people and beyond, if they in the temple and it's beyond their sincerity and seriousness, they'll actually become discouraged. Therefore, they're probably better to be encouraged to practice at home. But people who are on a certain level of sincerity and seriousness, they should be encouraged to come to the temple and practice. That's all. One has to judge appropriately. Is that right? This idea, everyone, you know, you have to be in the temple or else there's mire outside and you're going to be swept away. Well, they can be as much more mire in the temple than they will be as anywhere else. So it's a question of appreciation. If someone comes to the temple in a very appreciative attitude, then they can be in the Vaikuntha. And if they're in the temple and they're criticizing and they're, you know, distracted, they're not really in the temple, they're somewhere else. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.